Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we thank the Lord for another opportunity to visit with you by means of radio. This morning, I thought of the great opportunity of ministering to people on the radio. It keeps your heart tender when you can get out and visit with those who are in need, because all we have here is a microphone. We have the control panel before us, a computer screen, and of course the Bible, the Word of God, the living Word, and we have the presence of the Lord with us. But other than that, there is no way of knowing that we are reaching people, so it is a ministry of faith. And we do get letters from people. Sometimes people will write, and they will say this, I've been meaning to write, and just to let you know, being encouraged. See, the radio preacher doesn't have the response of an audience. As I stand in the pulpit to preach, I can look to see, are the people following the points that I'm making, the passages, are they turning? I can do that when I'm standing in the pulpit preaching, and to slow down or to speed up or whatever, however the Lord should direct. And so the radio ministry is a greater work of faith. We have no way of knowing who is going to hear the word, and we broadcast this. We stand as the sower goes out to sow. He scatters the seed. Some falls on good ground. Some falls among the thorns, some falls on rocky ground, some falls and the birds will devour up that, and some will fall and it'll grow and the weeds will choke it. But what are we to do? We are to be faithful. We are not to consistently or not to be sitting around trying to take our pulse and to see how good things are. We are to be faithful. It is required in Stewart's that a man be found faithful. We have this broadcast that goes from coast to coast, goes to several other countries. It's on a couple of networks. It's a blessed time to be able to minister unto people. And so one of the things that is so heavily on my mind is the fact that I want to point people in the right direction while I have them. Every chance the Lord gives me to point them, to give the gospel, to bid people to come to Christ, to tell them there is no other hope apart from Christ. There is no hope in the world, but Christ Jesus is in the world. He has come into the world to save sinners. Now, he is the only hope. And looking unto Jesus, he will save to the uttermost all who will come unto God by him. Christ Jesus the Lord will save. Now, you have been trying to find out how to get out of the cycle that you are in. Here's the cycle of humanity. You recognize that things are going bad, and so you say, I'm resolved to make this, and I'm going to do this, and before you know it, you think, well, I've got things pretty good, and then things go back down. Say, well, I wish that I could be someone else or another place. No, that's not the change. That's not the hope. The hope is to have Christ. You need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to rule in your life. You need someone who has conquered death to be on the throne of your heart and life. You need someone who has the power to make you into a new creation to be in your heart, to be your Savior. And if you will trust Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he will save you. He is the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. He died, but he's not dead. He is arisen from the dead. He's alive forevermore. If you'll put your faith and trust in him, God will save you and make you into a new creation. Father, we pray that someone who is hearing this message for the first time will call out to God, admitting that they are a sinner and are in need of the Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that they'll ask him to be their Savior. They'll trust him to be born again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, we have been considering several things here. You know, the Lord is the one who is the Prince of Peace, and apart from Him, there is no peace. He's the one who is able to bring peace to a heart. And people are confused today. They are easily offended. They are deceived. They're in bondage. But there is one Savior, one who can save you from confusion, one who can deliver you from bondage, one who can deliver you from danger, one who can bring joy into your life, one who can bring healing into your soul and your body as well, one who is able to give you hope in the midst of despair. That's who Jesus is. And I present Him to you today. See, God so loved the world. That's God's gift. Christ Jesus gave His life. That's Christ's gift. Will you accept this gift of life through faith in what Christ Jesus has done? Kneel somewhere if you can. If you're driving a vehicle, pull over to the side of the road. Tell God you're sorry for being a sinner. You see, the reason why you sinned is because you're a sinner. Don't blame your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, the neighbor, or anyone else. Blame yourself. Ask God to forgive you for being a sinner. Tell Him you're sorry for being a sinner. And receive Jesus Christ the Lord as your Savior, as the payment for your sins, as the one in whom God finds satisfaction because of the work that He has done for you, and because of the life that He lived, because of His perfection. God will accept you if you will accept His Son. If you reject His Son and you're holding out till something better comes along or until you get a better day, you're rejecting God's offer. You're rejecting God's gift. And my prayer to you is that you will accept Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Savior of sinners, the Son of the living God. Receive Him, and God will receive you. Kneel if you can. As I said, if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road, bow your head, and ask Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because that's what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is to put your faith and trust in Him. It's something that's going to change your life forever. It's not something that you do just once and say, well, I've got that done, and now that's another thing that I'll do. No, there is nothing like praying to the God of heaven for salvation. There is no parallel, no equal, no sequel. This is it. You need Christ. And if you'll receive Him, He will save you. He will save you. Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. If you have recognized that you are a sinner, trust Him, turn to Him, call out to Him, ask Him to save you. You see, we don't see God with our natural eye. We read in His Word who He is, what He has done, how He can work. And by our lives as witnesses for Christ, we're a testimony for Christ. We are living epistles, living letters to this world. We are lights that are set on a hill. That's what the Christian is. And we are pointing people to Christ. Those who are tossed about in the sea, about to be destroyed and wrecked and ruined, we are pointing you to Christ, telling you, look to Jesus. You don't have to despair. You don't have to give up. Give up yourself to Christ. And I say that because there are people I've met, grieves my heart when I talk with them, and they say, you know, I don't have any reason to live. I say, what? Yes, you heard me. I don't have any. Yes, you do have a reason to live. God made you. God gave you life. Now, the reason why you feel that way is because your focus is on you. If God made you, God made you for God Himself. And if you're not giving yourself to God and serving Him, then the reason why you're so unfulfilled, you're not being used for the purpose and in the way in which God made you. That's one of the reasons why, and I say this again, the homosexual lives a lie. And they will say, and they think that by saying it enough and getting enough people to be with them, that they can change the facts. No, a man was born a man and a woman was born a woman. And no amount of surgery you take, no amount of positive attitude or committees you get will change that fact. You will be living a lie forever until you get right with God and tell God you're sorry for being a sinner and ask God to forgive you. Trust Jesus Christ to save you. And the Lord will change your life. He will make you into a brand new creation. The Lord will do that. You need someone to deliver you from you. You are a terrible taskmaster. Look at the mess you've gotten yourself into. Look at the path over which you've led yourself. If you'll give yourself to Christ, He's the one who knows the end from the beginning. His goings forth have been from of old. He's the everlasting God. He is the all-knowing God, and He can direct your step. You see what you've done to yourself? You see how miserable you've made yourself? Trust Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and He will change your life. He will give you hope. He can give you peace. He can deliver you from the bondage in which you've gotten yourself. He can bring you from darkness to light. He can bring stability into your life. You're up, you're down, you're in, you're out, you're inside out. Listen, look to Christ today for hope. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Won't you trust Him? Won't you trust Him? You say that you've tried everything and you find no hope? No, you haven't tried this one, this person. You haven't tried God's way. Give yourself to Him. I'm telling you how to do it. I'm telling you how to be saved, and I want you to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell God you can't save yourself. Tell Him you know you can't save yourself, and you believe that Jesus died, that Jesus is God's Son, and that Jesus died for you. Yes, you, of all people. God saw you as such a sinner that He had to give His righteous, holy, perfect Son to die in your place to satisfy the wrath of God that God has toward you for being a sinner against Him. And if you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will no longer be angry with you. And you can have that salvation and you can have that hope. That's how God views you without Christ, a sinner, one who is hating Him, one who is an alien to God, a stranger, an enemy of God. And the only way you can have peace with God is to come to Christ today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him, because God poured out all of His anger and His hatred and His wrath for sin on Christ. Christ Jesus showed great love for you, for me. Receive Him. Receive His love. Receive God's gift this day, and you will know what it means to have forgiveness of sins and a brand new you. New clothes don't make a new you. A new city doesn't make a new you. A new job doesn't make a new you. Salvation that God gives makes you into a brand new creation. Now, Father, we ask Thee to save that soul today. Speak to that heart. Draw that man or woman unto Thyself. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Join us again for another program. I'm Willie Thompson. May the Lord richly bless you.